Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
Good job tonight. Good job tonight.
We're learning more today about that comment that President Obama made to Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta last night as he made his way to the podium to deliver the State of the Union address. He was complimenting Panetta on a special forces raid on a Somali pirate base that led to the rescue of two hostages, a Dane, Paul Thisted, and 32-year-old American Jessica Buchanan, both of whom were aid workers for the mine-clearing unit of the Danish Refugee Council, who'd been kidnapped by pirates last October. Officials at the Pentagon reportedly watched that raid unfold, as they did with the killing of Osama bin Laden. And we're also learning today that the operation was carried out by the same Navy SEAL Team 6 that killed bin Laden in that raid on his compound in Pakistan last May. Here's Vice President Joseph Biden speaking about last night's raid in Somalia on ABC This Morning.
The president personally authorized this. We have our special operations forces. I'm not going to go into more detail than that, who are, by the way, the most incredible warriors this world has ever seen. They said it was the time, the opportunity. Jessica's health was a word was failing, and they concluded they should go at this time. The president gave the go.
A U.S. journalist was also kidnapped this past weekend in Somalia. He's reportedly also being held along with other hostages by the pirates. Let's get the latest from the BBC's Will Ross. He's East Africa correspondent for the BBC, and we've reached him on a very scratchy cell phone from the region. But, Will, what do we know about the raid at this point?
Well, the raid was in the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock in the night, local time, in Somalia. And Jessica Buchanan and Paul Hayne-Tissell were being held in a remote area on the coast. And what we understand, according to the American officials, is that these U.S. Navy SEALs parachuted down from a plane and landed in the approximate area of where the two aid workers were being held. We understand there was some gunfire. We are told that nine of the Somali gang were killed, but both Jessica and Paul were rescued and were taken out safely to the military base in Djibouti, the American military base there. So an extraordinary operation. It's very rare that anybody would dare to go on land in Somalia. And remember, this is an area where there is no government. The gangs and their guns are in charge.
Well, and there are some reports that pirates who were captured said that these pirates were kind of knocked out. They chew a mildly narcotic leaf, and so it was known that they would be kind of knocked out and asleep. And as to the urgency of the mission, we know the president, President Obama, approved it on Monday, and this is after reports that the American hostage, Jessica Buchanan, had health issues that were deteriorating, so there was some sense of urgency. What more are you hearing about the raid itself? Quite interesting that they parachuted in. There were reports that there were helicopters on the ground. So did they helicopter out?
That's what we're hearing, yes. Initially, some people in the area told us that they thought the whole operation was carried out by helicopters, between two or four helicopters. But then the American officials made it clear that actually the parachuting in was from a plane. And then getting the two aid workers out safely with the American team, that was by helicopter, a combination of different aircraft used. But interesting that this was, you know, attempted on land. You know that at least 150 are being held now. But up until now, the kind of wisdom that most people have thought is, well, look, it's too dangerous to go and try and rescue these hostages. We know they'll be released once a ransom is paid. It's not worth the risk. America has taken a bold decision and has put a marker down, really, and it certainly will send a message to the pirates. And I think the message being the international community is getting pretty fed up. But, you know, huge question marks still over what happens to the more than 150 that are still being held in captivity.
Well, people on the ground seem to be very happy. Someone is quoted as saying, "We thank the United States. Pirates have spoiled the whole region's peace and ethics. They are mafia." That's Will Rost, East Africa correspondent for the BBC, speaking to us from Addis Ababa about last night's raid in Somalia on a kind of a rough cell phone line. Will, thanks so much.